We're doing Toyag Mitzvot, and we were discussing the Mitzvot of the Seder night. We had discussed the Mitzvah of recounting Yetzias Mitzrayim on this night, on Pesach night. And then we wash our hands, the rabbinic institution of washing our hands before we eat the matzah. And then we prepare for eating the matzah, what we call in the Seder Motzi Matzah. We make a blessing over the eating matzah, that's a rabbinic institution. And then we eat a kezayis of matzah, that's the biblical obligation, the erev tochelu matzot. On this night you should eat matzah, and we eat the matzah leaning. Then we eat maror, and we eat the maror in a sandwich. So first we eat the maror, we dip it a little bit in the charoses, and then we shake off the charoses, and we eat the maror. Which maror is really a species. It includes five different plants, and technically, yes, technically maror used to be a biblical obligation to eat with the matzah or with the korban pesach. Today it is a rabbinic institution, and the rabbis aligned it with the pasuk on matzot umurim yochlu.
Do we know this species?
We have, yeah. You could look in the Living Torah, Rav Arya Kaplan, the Mishnah in Psachim tells us.
I think maror, it's like something in wheat.
No.
Wild or something. You know.
Nope.
No, it's five species originally.
Yeah. And the rabbi said we should dip it in charoses to commemorate the mortar they made in Mitzrayim. We eat the maror in a sandwich commemorating the way maror was eaten in the temple. And then we eat the meal. The person has to be careful not to become too full, because then he won't be able to eat the afikoman. The afikoman has to be eaten while you still have some kind of appetite. If you have zero appetite, if you're really stuffed, then you cannot eat the afikoman. And then we finish the meal and we come to eat the afikoman. And the afikoman is in commemoration of the Korban Pesach, that after the whole meal they would eat the paschal offering. They'd have to be careful not to break a bone. And the mitzvah is to finish off the meal with the paschal offering, that's the last taste we have in our mouth. And we do that with the matzah. The matzah of the afikoman is instead of the korban pesach, that's the last taste that remains in our mouth. We wash our hands as our sages instituted at the end of the meal. We pour the third cup for benching, which is the rabbinic institution to say benching over a cup. And we are about to say benching Birkat HaMazon, which is a biblical obligation. At the end of benching, we hit the fourth blessing of benching, which is a rabbinic institution. Birkat HaTov Amiti is a rabbinic institution. Then we go over to Hallel and Nirtzah. We say Hallel, and we pour the fourth cup. Before we say Hallel, we're going to say Hallel over the fourth cup. The first half of Hallel speaks about the exodus from Egypt, and the beginning of the Seder focused on the exodus from Egypt, so we said that part of Hallel in the first part of the meal. The second half of Hallel speaks about the future redemption, and the second half of the Seder after the meal focuses on that, and that's why we say the second half of Hallel now. We open the door as our sages instituted, that we show that we have faith. Tonight is Lel Shimurim, God's watching over us. And being that we have faith that Hashem is watching over us, we hope that Hashem will bring the Son of David and will really Shfoch HaMatcha, will pour His wrath. And we conclude the fourth cup, and we, after the fourth cup, make an after blessing on all the cups, Al HaGefen V'Al Pri HaGefen. We will still read Kriya Shema before we go to sleep, which is a fulfillment of the rabbinic institution of reading Shema at night before we go to sleep. And that brings us to the conclusion of the Seder night. Now we come to Yom Tov Sheni. The person is in Chutz Laretz, so he has a mitzvah to keep a second day Yom Tov, and that's a rabbinic institution. After Yom Tov Sheni, we enter Chol HaMoed, and a person is prohibited from doing certain work on Chol HaMoed. It's unclear whether that is biblical or rabbinic. What is the prohibition of Chol HaMoed? Then we're up to the holiness of the seventh day of Pesach. A person should have in mind, when the seventh day of Pesach enters, he's fulfilling the biblical obligation to rest on this day and the biblical prohibition from doing work on this day. on the second day Yom Tov, we have the same mitzvah, and before the Hallel, a person says, just like the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, I'm ready to fulfill the rabbinic institution of saying Hallel. And Bezrat Hashem, next week we'll pick up with the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, the counting of the Omer.